Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today's Wednesday, and we're continuing our discussion on stress and how stress is self-induced. And so today I want to talk about the idea of overcommitment. One of the things that many of us like to do, and that's is please others. It's a natural human instinct to want to do the right thing, especially if those other people can control your destiny in one form or another. So if you're talking about people like bosses or clients, very often what we'll do is we will overcommit to people and put ourselves in a situation that we can't deliver on, or it's going to be very, very taxing to make that delivery. And we do it because we really want to, we think we can please everybody. And one of the things we realize later on in life, and many of you I'm sure are there already, is you cannot please everybody. You can't be everything to everyone. And yet sometimes you have to come to the realization that you have to say no to certain things. And you have to prioritize what you can do and what you can't do. But you can't be afraid to say no. Because if you end up saying yes to everything, you become overwhelmed. When you get overwhelmed, you get stressed. And so if we want to reduce the stress we're experiencing, the thing we have to do is stop overcommitting to people. Learn to say no. And if that doesn't do it for you, at least get good at soliciting the help of other people. So if you are going to take on that additional project, make sure you're not the only one that's going to be working on that project. Get yourself help. Reach out to other people and maybe make it contingent upon those other people accepting. So your boss or somebody in another department comes to you for help on a project. You say, well, I really don't have a lot of time to do it, but if I could get the help of whoever that person is and that could be your point person, then I may be able to step up and help you out. So make a contingent upon getting help from others. But the key is, again, you just can't overcommit, because you're going to end up stressing yourself out, because you're going to bite off more than you could chew eventually. And in the interim, you're going to be very stressed out as you try to get more done than anybody should be able to do. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or Stitcher. It doesn't cost you anything to do. And I think the point is, it's great to have a coach that can help move you towards your desired goals. And I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment. Join me for a couple of minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion around this idea on reducing stress. And we're going to tackle getting things out of your mind and getting them onto paper. But for today, I want you to look at how you commit yourself to certain tasks. And ask yourself if you're overcommitted to any of these. And start saying no where it's appropriate, or at the very least, start soliciting the help of others to get some of these projects done.